From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Maureen Lewis Stump. The Missouri Automobile Dealers Association is suing the state revenue department for allowing an electric car maker to sell directly to customers. The car dealers filed a lawsuit yesterday in Cole County Circuit Court, claiming Missouri violated state law by licensing California-based Tesla Motors as a franchise. That gives the electric car manufacturer the power to sell cars to customers instead of working through a dealership. Department of Revenue spokesperson Michelle Gleba says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. The lawsuit claims the department is giving Tesla special privileges. Tesla says the claims are groundless and called the lawsuit an attempt to decrease competition. Tesla has come under fire before. Lawmakers proposed failed legislation last year that would have banned Tesla from selling vehicles directly to consumers. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says bond money should be used to pay for a new veterans home. Senate Budget Committee Chair Kurt Schaefer said yesterday that there is a need for the new nursing home, but the Columbia Republican noted there were several competing priorities for bond funds. The governor highlighted the proposal during Wednesday's State of the State address. He says shortening wait times for about 2,000 veterans seeking care should be a priority. Currently, Missouri has 7 veterans' homes with a total of 1,350 beds. The governor also suggested $14.5 million in bond proceeds to be used for repairs and renovations at the existing homes. Both proposals need to be approved by the legislature. Governor Jay Nixon's proposed budget faces two big hurdles as lawmakers begin the process of crafting next year's spending plan. Republican lawmakers said this week they are concerned about approving a supplemental budget request for this year while the governor is withholding money from some priorities. Nixon asks to spend $140 million from the General Revenue Fund in his supplemental budget request. Most of the money is for current Medicaid needs, including higher drug costs. Budget Committee Chairman and Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia says lawmakers are unlikely to give Nixon money when he's withholding other funds. Nixon, for the next budget, also wants more money for public schools and other spending. That money is based primarily on Medicaid expansion, which Republican leaders called a, quote, non-starter. One of Missouri's lowest-performing school districts is searching for a new superintendent. Ty McNichols resigned yesterday as superintendent of the Normandy School District. The state-appointed board that oversees the North St. Louis County District approved the resignation, which is effective immediately. The board president, Charles Pearson, will serve as interim superintendent. McNichols gave no public reason for his resignation. He took over leadership of the 4,000-student district in July 2013. Normandy is unaccredited, meaning its students can move to better-performing districts at Normandy's expense. I'm Maureen Lewis Stump, KBIA News, Columbia.